All right. Oh. You got an intro? You got to clear your head? Got to hit your head with a brick? To fucking work that
slam
out.
Slam my head into a wall. Oh. You know, I don't have an intro. I don't, you know, but it's interesting. I feel a need as though on this show that we should, you know, sometimes be more personal. And I had an interaction with someone where I was telling them, you know, we've had this on the show before. Welcome to the podcast about hack thoughts we don't think to think about. You know, thoughts you've left in the basement thinking that freezer was working. You know, that's the thoughts we're going to do. And, you know, I was telling someone, I have a very odd, I don't venture out to have adventure. I really don't. I sort of believe in that samurai kind of attitude that, you know, peace is good. But I often have, like, an insane life, sometimes via choice and sometimes via, like, just, I don't know, getting into these situations. And some of them, you know, I was telling a dear friend about the show, and I was telling them about things in my personal life. And, you know, they were like, this is so funny and odd, you should talk about it on the show. And I was telling them about how my life sometimes comes off as a weird joke, that it doesn't actually sound legitimate. Like, we spoke about this on the show when I talked about my vacation that I took to malls. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was indescribable because it kept sounding like a joke.
Yeah, I mean, who would go to malls?
Who would go to malls?
Yeah, who would travel to a collection of malls?
Yeah, to about 20 malls in 7 days. Like, it doesn't sound real. And so the problem is, when describing it with the happiness we want to describe something on the show, when I talk about, yeah, I went to malls. Like, I really like malls. Like, I love, you know, I'd have to be so genuine and not really funny, but at the same time, it would come off funny. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a hard needle to thread.
Because your interests are very niche, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and because we talk about such ridiculous things on the show, it would sound ridiculous if I talked about my actual life, and you wouldn't really have any sort of moment of like, oh, this is this person's personal life, because it would sound identical to a comedy bit. So it's when we did the mall one, you kept asking questions, and I was like, we tried to do this, to talk about how I did go to a vacation. I spent 7 days. I went to this was when I was back in the New York area, and I would go from mall to mall. I'd see about two or three malls a day, and then at night I'd go see like a movie. I'd try to find my last mall that I visited, ones with like a movie theater in it. You know, some of your classier, whatever that is, malls, more expensive malls don't have movie theaters.
Sure, yeah.
Which is stupid, because you could have a high priced movie experience, but it kept sounding like a joke. I love malls. They're these big. I like being inside, which is sort of part of today's subject. Like, I hate being outside. I just don't like it. That doesn't mean I'm not active, which I think is this whole thing that people don't quite understand. Like, I think our entire generation doesn't know what a gym is. It's a big issue. We could talk about it today. But, like, you know, you could be active and not expose yourself to mosquitoes. You know, there's, like, plenty of places where you can run around and do shit and whatever. But I love malls because it's like being outside. There's that openness, but you're inside. And it's these structures. They're crazy. Everything's built like a weird, you know, it looks like a 3D program. It's very cool to me.
Yeah,
but it doesn't
like
sound
those,
real.
It's like those town squares in ancient Rome, but with a roof.
You don't know what a town square is.
I meant to say something.
Anything
else
about ancient Rome?
I took Latin.
Name one fact about ancient Rome.
Lot of stone. Lot of and a lot of exposed genitals to air, not visually, but. The air can go near the genitals.
How does one expose their genitals to air, not
well,
visually?
The clothing is just very loose.
A vacuum? Some sort of Roman ancient vacuum that sucks air into your cock?
Listen, no. I'm sorry for getting dirty.
It's not about dirty. I'm less offended about the dirty. I'm talking about you knowing anything about ancient Rome.
Okay, I didn't mean to say town square. I remember reading
I'm
some
always,
old Latin.
People always think I'm, like, hard on you, but I know when he's bullshitting. Like, I know right away when he's lying. Like, I know.
Mike,
why don't you bring in the show? It's A0.
All right. Paper Saga A0 Edition Mike episode. Theme song by Freddie and Rill of the Turnbucklers.
So, a show in which we talk about thoughts you don't think to think about. Those types of thoughts that you have in the shed and think you can fix your roof with when the time comes, but then you pull that thought out and, of course, there's no gas in it, and how do you get a small amount of gas into your machine to fix the thing on the roof? I'm Mike Valick, one of your hosts, and this week host, and my producer for this week is Deepu Gill.
Hello, hello. Go to the gas station, I believe, is the answer to your question.
Okay. So, but so you now go to the gas station and get a small amount of gas. So now do I show up to the gas station with like the one of those tiny gas cans? Do I bring like this roof cleaner that takes gas? Like, do I bring that to? Ooh, I like how I'm rolling my brings. Mm-hmm. Do I bring that to?
You bring your roof cleaner to the gas station.
Yeah. Do I bring it? Do I look like an idiot? Is the guy gonna laugh at me, or the girl gonna laugh at me when I bring this machine to the gas station to get filled? Is the canister of my roof cleaner the same size as the canister as a car?
Well, I don't know if you ever I don't know if you got the societal memo.
Well, the point was that it was the metaphor was that we talk about thoughts that are akin to the machine that you bought to do something and haven't used in a while.
Mm.
So we were talking about malls in the intro and things like that. And I feel a disconnect between a lot of people on this issue, because this is definitely a hack thought entirely. I hate with all – we've gotten on this briefly, but I sort of bring it up as a – I bring up this idea of my life being odd in order to bring this up. I hate walking.
Mm.
I've brought it up on the show before, but I unapologetically and unironically hate walking.
No, okay, I mean, I'm going to cut you off the way you cut
yes.
me off.
It's your
Do you
job.
Know what the word hate means?
First of all, I've talked about this before, and I'm doing my Lewis Black finger at the microphone right now.
Okay, you know what hate means. I believe you.
I hate walking. And by the way, it's okay to walk around with hate in your heart.
Mm.
You can hate a lot of things. It's what keeps you happy. If you know what things to hate, you never encounter these very unhappy things.
So even like a little bit of walking, like walking from bed.
Thank you. Because a lot of times this gets a laugh and people don't think to question it. So I want you to question this episode. What your question was, walking from where to where?
Let's say from bedroom to bathroom.
Yes. Are you kidding? If there was a system where I could pee and go to the and poop, let's just say if I could pee and poop laying in bed, why wouldn't you want that?
You know, some people don't like to shit where they sleep.
It doesn't matter. It's like if I never had to get up to do anything, that's the ideal system.
So is that your problem with walking, that you just want to be in one place permanently?
No, I don't think anyone should like walking. I don't know why anyone likes walking.
So I used to like taking walks a lot.
Oh, that one literally gets me in fights with people. It's being lost. It's the activity of being lost without anywhere fun at the end.
Mm. Well,
taking
I mean,
a walk.
Some people like to expend some energy, just kind of go out into the wild and come back.
So
and
many other things. We have stationary bikes. Why? I don't know why you would do that.
Now you can't get the fresh air on a stationary bike that you can get from just leaving.
And fresh air is another one I don't fucking understand.
Okay, well, why don't you just fucking just go on a murderous spree if you hate everything?
No, see, this is how people react. This is how they react all the time.
Yeah, I am kind
of
offended.
Hate doesn't mean
I like the occasional walk.
Hate doesn't mean violent hate, by the way. Hate means I hate it. I just hate it. I think it's the worst thing. What is fresh air? Could you actually tell the difference between air in your house and fresh air?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In what way? What if I blocked you from the sun and it was the exact same temperature?
Okay, maybe there's some sort of, you know, mental trick, you know, take
yeah,
the sun out of the
equation.
If I put
headphones on you and you couldn't hear, you know, the auditory difference between a small space like you can hear in here, like I'll kind of, if I snap, you can hear, even closer to the mic, like you can hear it doesn't echo, it doesn't bounce, you know, mm-hmm. those things, if I eliminated the idea that in the wild it might have that sound might be drowned out by loud noise, I mean, how would you know it's fresh air?
Well, I mean, I can just tell there's a thickness.
Shittier air?
There's a thickness
to indoor
air. A lot of
times it's shittier.
yeah, there's a certain scent to it.
No, I mean outdoor air is shittier. It's usually not air conditioned or not heated.
Okay, well, you know, it depends on your neighborhood. I'm not going to get into the semantics, but, you know, I generally like outdoor air compared to indoor air, even if it is, you know, air conditioned.
This is one of those things that's like the Pepsi challenge. Mm-hmm. I'm calling total bullshit because you've never been tested on it and because it is a hack thought.
By the way, I've tested I've challenged the Pepsi the challenge, and I've always picked the one they don't want.
I don't need to give Pepsi any more advertising. I think they're okay. I used it as a cultural touchstone, which, by the way, cultural touchstone to when, Michael? 1984? I don't know why these references make any sense. So it's someone out there right now is like, what the fuck is the Pepsi challenge? So,
okay, how about this? What do you hate about walking? Is it the leg movement? Okay, so you don't like moving at all? What if monkey bars were just connecting everything?
I want to finish the thought on – I'm going to answer the question, but I want to finish the thought on for sure. Right. You've never been – the Pepsi challenge was they would have two cups of soda, and they'd say, which one do you like? And people – apparently Pepsi claimed that people would choose Pepsi over Coke when not presented with the marketing and sort of nostalgia of Coke. So – by the way, this is the most intellectually matched we've been in a while. I am loving this episode so far. Okay, so I don't think if I could somehow make it so that you couldn't hear or you couldn't, like, the you know, if we had a neighborhood where the temperatures inside and outside were identical, we could get the same moisture and things like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think people would choose fresh air over inside air.
Okay, I mean, I'll respectfully disagree with you. I think there's a different taste.
How would you know?
There's a taste.
This is why it's a hack thought. How would you know?
It's not just temperature and
but you
moisture.
Don't know. This is why it's hack thought. You're just defending something.
I do know. I got two bottles right here.
One's got fresh air.
One's
now,
got fresh.
Now, Deepu, there's no way fresh air can get out the stain in this carpet.
It is a dirty air.
Oh, you were supposed to do an infomercial thing.
Sorry, I didn't get really. You. I didn't follow. I'm sorry. Oh, I see what you're getting at.
I love infomercials. Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen one. I'm sorry.
I know.
Who has
I'm
TV?
I'm pretty much born in, like, 1992. I perpetually live in 1992.
Infomercial and Pepsi Challenge
makes sense to people.
By the way, I should be fucking yelling at you right now for saying the P word. Yelling at you. You would fucking kick me off the podcast if I said it.
Well, they're not. Okay. It's a cultural thing. It's a commentary thing. But I don't think I would have.
Have you ever done the pee challenge and not urinating?
Ooh, honey. Well, sometimes. It can be a lot to take. Your question was walking distance. Sorry, I had to interrupt to say, I don't think you're defending this point of knowing what air is. You've never had to compare it other than the fact that every time you say I love the fresh air, somebody goes, oh yes, me too, I love the fresh air and I love beaches and
so
I love other things that
straight.
Are trite and terrible
people...
and no one will ever question me if I say I like, oh, I love the desert. Which kind of desert? The beach.
I'm kind of really curious to, like, I want to go outside and, like, taste the air and see if I can tell the difference.
I don't think most people, that's another one is taste. Like, I don't think most people can do that. Most people don't know the fucking difference between most of these things.
I agree. So a lot of people don't pay attention. I agree.
I think we give a lot to people's senses and they don't really mean anything. Okay. You were asking about walking distances.
Okay. Well, I was
proposed walking distances.
Proposed walking distances?
What? Ask me. You were going to ask me about a walking distance.
Okay. So are you annoyed by even the most short distances of walking?
Yes. The shortest amount of walking.
Is it an issue about...
I am upset by, theoretically.
Okay. What if monkey bars connected everything? Would that help?
No, even worse. If a monkey carried me around like a baby monkey... with its, and it grabbed me, or I guess I would grab it. I don't want to grab it. It would have to carry me around.
That's, you would be fine with that because you're not expending energy or something.
Like Krang.
Yes, or Donkey Kong or something. Okay. Well,
Life is always about stopping more walking. Like, the progression of technology in transportation is always making you walk less. We don't have high-speed moving sidewalks.
It's kind of expensive, probably.
But... no. It's the same system as a subway. Why not? Instead of having subways you have to wait on, why not have moving sidewalks that are moving very fast, and maybe you have a system of getting on it?
Mm-hmm. Well, they have them at airports. They have them at airports.
Why aren't they everywhere? Why isn't that instead of subways?
Well, that's a good question. I just got a text from the mayor. He's working on it. All right, what's the next question?
It's my show. You have questions for me.
Oh, right. What about walking to save someone's life? Would you hate that?
Obviously. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me answer that a better way. Yes, if I could save someone's life without walking, of course. Don't you think there's a fucking reason we have cherry pickers and those ladders that extend upwards? Even ladders, even firemen, most noted for their type of saving while walking, they don't walk up the ladders anymore. They stand on it, and it shoots them up with a mechanical lift. Are you going to say to these firemen, like, why don't you walk up it?
I mean, if I thought the guy's a little chubby, then maybe I would.
Okay, so I am active. I'm really in shape. Like, that's another thing that I don't share about my life that, like, I think people overshare as well. It's another one of these things that people, like, think we give a shit about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people will talk about the way they exercise. Even now, I think people think I'm about to talk about it to try and prove I'm in shape. I'm not going to, because it's the same as me proving I'm regular.
I'm not going to talk. Mike is surprisingly jacked.
Yeah. But it's the, in my mind, like, my etiquette, we had talked about that on a past episode, my etiquette kind of says, like, talking about your exercising is the same as talking about your bowel movements. Like, it's a personal thing that has to do with your health. It's the same with, like, veganism or vegetarianism. I have no problem with in theory. I have a problem with in practice the way that people will kind of share it without asking about it, you know, because it's not really the primary thing I want to. I don't want to hear about your diet habits. That's it. It's not about whether I, you know, it's not about an animal thing or a food culture thing. It's like, I don't care. You eat whatever you want.
Anyone else talking about their fitness or their diet anyway? Like,
never.
Yeah. Like, you already know what you're going to know.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I one time, like, was aghast at a party because this girl was like, you know, I never really worked out, which, by the way, almost makes me through. Anyone who's like, this is a true life story. I actually got in a fight with my sister because she said she hadn't worked out in 2 months, and I, like, retched when she said that. Like, exercising, you don't have to be in shape, but you should exercise, and I know about my sister's health, and it upset me. So I was at a party, which this makes me sound so cool now. I have to make up for the fact that I said I don't walk. I was at a party and this girl was like, yeah, I did have to walk. It was fucking miserable.
Must have ruined
your
mood.
I got a little lost.
Must have ruined your fucking mood for the party.
It did ruin my mood. It did. I did show up like kind of – If I sometimes get like a little lost – like everyone gets a little lost going somewhere. I will have to like take a minute before I go inside like and like compose myself because I hate walking. I just hate it. So this girl was like, I've started to like lift weights. And this guy at the party starts giving her advice about lifting weights. And so I'm already aghast thinking, oh, well, now I'm going to have the advantage over this man because in the party talking to attractive people contest because I did not, you know, overindulge or overexpose and tell this person what to do. Instead, the person takes it as – so at first I'm aghast that this person would be like, yeah, like you got to do this and this with lifting. I was like, why are you giving someone else's body advice at a party? Like you could have just told them something that they're going to explode their shoulder from. And then this girl is like engaging with this advice. Like because we live in this world in which in her mind, like that's an okay thing to get like advice on this type of thing. He wasn't a fitness person. I would have been interested if he had, you know, some sort of background in fitness or something. He was just a guy.
Let these fucking lovebirds go at it. Don't ruin their day. All right? I see this all the time.
No. This is not about jealousy at all. Trust me.
It's called a move. It's an opening. Your shoulder's a little small there. Here's what you gotta do, baby.
But that doesn't matter. There's plenty of openings and things like that with talking to people. It was not about losing this competition. It was more that I was like, I didn't want anything to do with either of them. Trust me. I was happy to see them go. I was hoping they would go and lift weights off a cliff. It was just the idea that someone would so openly, as someone said they were lifting weights, start giving advice, and that someone would so receptively start even acting like, you know, not taking any offense.
No, I agree. And you know what? They're probably made for each other. That's the conclusion.
I don't know how we got on this, but it's like you don't have to walk to be in shape. You don't have to want to do something more. You should always want to do something less actively.
Here's a sub-question. It's like kind of part B to this whole thing, if you will. Do you hate pushing the pedals in a car? Is it like micro-walking to you?
Of course. Of course I hate doing that. See, I would not want to do – I would want my car – I've said this before, and I don't make enough money to do it. When I drove, I wanted to get a paraplegic-fitted car, which is driven entirely with hand controls because it's less energy.
Well, I mean
– because it's using your hands. That does sound pretty
cool, actually. Yeah. I don't want to do
– you should always want to spend less energy. You should always want to do that. I am a non-medical spokesperson, and the views of Banyan Treatment Center do not reflect the views of Big Weasel Little Weasel LLC or its affiliates. Do you or someone you know struggle with drug or alcohol addiction? Call the Banyan Treatment Center at 1-800-508-0119. Again, if you or even anyone you know is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction, call or get more information from the Banyan Treatment Center, 1-800-508-0119. 0119 or at BanyanTreatmentCenter.com. And fitness is like a weird one. Like a term I think our generation has made popular, not invented by our generation, it was invented by the baby booms, but leg day. I am more confused by the term leg day than any other person on the planet. And I feel just like when I see people print eulogies on their Instagram and they don't know the person. I am so confused by leg day, and I don't understand why everybody else is so accepting of the term.
Why are you mad at leg day? I don't get it. Because you need
should
a day.
Just exercise a thing you like. Like, it's so odd that you do an act. You should just exercise, not your favorite muscle group, but you should just do an exercise that you enjoy. It doesn't like going into leg day is sort of spoken about as like,
yeah, explain that
for the non-initiated.
Sure, yeah.
As like,
I skip leg day for the record.
I literally the sentence you said it sent me into a boiling rage, and the more than you've ever.
Well, I enjoy. Than, I do. What I can't. Enjoy.
No, you need to. You need to stop. You literally need to stop. So. sometimes there's a you need to stop and keep going being stupid. This was
I
a
stopped.
Please. You, like you I'm need. Done. Yeah. Leg day is a term used by people that lift weights as, you know, the day to work on the leg muscle groups. But it is often talked about derisively because this is somehow inconvenient, not as much fun. Of course, we as humans, you know, and people in this modern world, lifting with your arms is very appealing visually to people and things like that. So
yes.
People skip skipping leg day is kind of the term that's used. Why are you doing – there are other exercises that involve your whole body. Why if you don't enjoy lifting with that part of your body, why wouldn't you just do something else? Like, it's very odd.
Because like, they don't want to look like a fucking vase.
It's not upside about looking vase. Like a vase, Deepu. That's exactly the point, is that this is the hack thought that I don't get. This is the group thing coming in. Don't lift weights then. If you don't want your whole body to be exercised and you have to do this day, which is inconvenient to you and you don't like in order to prove that you have muscular legs or whatever, in order to keep, I don't know why a balanced body is important. It isn't. It isn't important. It's only important if you're going by bodybuilders who only do these very whole body things in order to meet a standard set forth by a judging table. Like, what is, there is no point in having a well-rounded body. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? If you exercise, you'll be in shape.
You're right. But people do care about developing thighs. Thighs have become very popular as of late.
But why? But okay. So then do that. It's the idea of leg day being this derisive thing that I don't. If you like having thigh muscles, if you like having muscles, okay, admit that. Admit that you like having muscles. That's fine. That you want to look in appearance like you have muscles. But I genuinely don't understand this idea of leg. I can't engage with it. What does it mean? Why wouldn't you do something else if you don't like it? Unless it's a joking thing all the time, which it isn't always. There are people that genuinely don't like it. Just go and play, go swim. That's a full body exercise. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when we get older, we're going to have to lift our parents to the hospitals.
So. I'm not. I'm hoping that we eliminate walking by the time I get older, and my parents will be floated over by some sort of digital monkey that carries them.
Oh my God, that'd be so convenient, but it's not going to happen.
Why wouldn't it happen? Why isn't the money going to be there? Always what happened. We have chairs in every home. Someone 10,000 years ago might not have thought we'd all have chairs in our home.
Listen, I know technology is advancing very fast, but still, to this day, we still put bodies on boards and lift the board to move bodies.
That's not that hard. We don't do that in factories. Do you know how many cars are made a day? I think your mind would be blown if you knew how many cars were made a day. Deepu, there are so many fucking cars made a day.
Okay, I'm not going to get into this. I'd rather talk about legs.
Yeah, so if you knew how many cars are being lifted and moved, why then is it impossible to do the same with humans? We always get our technology then from the factories, and then they make our way to us.
So you want to have transportation systems modeled after the way they move cars, like freights?
Fuck yeah.
Just like have those big trucks that just transport like 50 people on the back of it.
Conveyor belts. conveyor belts.
Well, that's in the factory, but what about, you're moving it onto the freight, you know, getting it off the freight. You're going to have forklifts for grandma? Come on.
Why not?
Because it seems disrespectful. So
thousands of dollars are spent a year in. First of all, there is a forklift for grandma. Going back to old TV, that staircase thing, stair chair thing.
That is a thing. That is true.
That is a thing that's now in homes, which you would say if you saw, without the chair on it, without an old person on it, if you saw that device and you saw that it could lift, 300 pounds up a staircase, you'd say, why is this in a home? And now they are in homes. There are lifts for people who are handy capable. I see them all the time. I live in a city. You live in a city. I see them more in New York City when I'm there. To get over... Not even small amounts of stairs. I mean, not even large amounts of stairs. Obviously, there's lots of elevators in New York City, but I see them for people to get an inconvenient two or three steps. There's an elevator for them, a small lift for them. We have ramps.
No, I get it. There are things that help people move. I got you.
So why should I like walking?
'Cause they can't possibly replace transportation completely. So, use your legs, get around, don't be a wimp about it.
Say it. Don't be lazy. Why shouldn't I be lazy? There is no reason to make your life more efficient. Every calorie I spend on walking is calories I'm not spending on stuff I want to do, which is not walking.
I don't hate walking as much as you do. I don't hate walking at all.
But that's exactly why I'm challenging you, because you should be defending it.
It's hard to defend it when... You just purely hate it. It's not even about...
Why should I enjoy it? Why is it... Why should I have to like walking?
Well, for one, if you're not as active as someone like yourself, walking it can be...
So then ignore it. And also, if you're not active, I'll break this to you. Walking is not an exercise. Walking should be, I don't want to spoil your fun if you only can walk as an exercise, but if your last resort is walking as an exercise, it's not. And even people who like need to exercise and all they can do is walk, I'm sure they're like, yo, fuck this. I've met a lot of those people. Mm-hmm. My grandma is one of those people who they make her walk because it's the only fucking thing she can do, and she fucking hates it because it sucks, because it's not fun.
That I'll agree with. Forced walking is torture.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I think you it got
just
me
all
there.
Walking is forced walking.
God
all
damn
walking, 99% of walking is forced walking. Even if you take every single person in the world that hikes, almost all walking is forced walking. You have to walk somewhere to get there.
You're a confident man. I'm inclined to believe you, but I have to do test. I think I have to make it myself. Have another homework assignment where I'm going to measure.
No. You have one homework assignment, and you will do that.
Okay.
Excuse me. No, you've never been able to remember something past 4 minutes after you've said it.
I do
want
to measure.
One homework assignment.
I do want to measure how much of my walking is luxury walking.
I can do it right now. How many times do you walk leisurely a week?
I'll have to get back to you on that. I haven't measured it. I mean,
when was the last time you went for a walk?
It's been a while, but I go to the gym a lot.
So then 100% of your walking right now is forced walking. If we measure the last month, let's say.
Oh, no. Wait, I got you here, baby. I got you here. I pace around like a maniac.
Mm-hmm.
That's voluntary walking. It's very leisurely. It's something I do.
Okay. So
I walk a lot.
If you could think without pacing, would you like that better?
I mean, probably, yes.
100% of your walking is forced walking.
Wow. This is changing my life right now. It's changing my life.
I honestly, I can't tell if you're being sarcastic, but it
no,
is
you
one
are.
Of these...
Forced walking is like is blowing my mind right now.
It's
I'm never getting
thoughts...
up again.
It always gets a laugh, and it's one of these things that I don't like that it gets a laugh because it's not funny. It's a serious issue.
I'm
and
dead
we should,
serious.
I know. We should be like, if I say I don't like walking, people are like, and it's like, okay, yeah, but I don't like walking. Like, I don't want to go on a walk.
Well, I mean, can't you expand this to everything? Isn't most eating forced eating? Isn't most breathing forced breathing isn't
and you know my attitude on wearing clothes that are different and things like that, like I don't do that stuff. I don't like that if unless it is a culinary adventure in which it's a great meal, I would rather eat like a blob of porridge every day. I would live a Spartan monk-like lifestyle if I could find an efficient way to do it. I often am doing that. Like I do believe everything is in the way of that. That life should be about finding the most boring version of yourself that you enjoy. If you're fucking... You and I run into it all the time in art. These people that confuse being interesting and making interesting art. You know, there's these people that they're fucking exhausting. They have to have eccentricities 92% of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than they can't be a creative person over there and then just say... Okay, I don't spin in a circle every time somebody says frog. You know, like they have to be ridiculous all fucking day. They can't separate the two. You know, I'm a very boring person. And so then in my work, I'm very interesting. Because what part of my personality, this is what it goes down to, is what kind of personality would I have if I value that I get to walk or if I value the food I eat? I mean, God, I'm going to fall asleep talking about that person.
That's
it's like,
true.
Ooh, I eat very interesting foods. It's like, oh, shut the fuck up. Like, I use the most clever tissues. Shut up, asshole. You know, like, fuck you. That's not your personality. It isn't your personality. That's a fucking fake version of your personality that you need. It's like Christmas lights. Go fuck yourself. What a waste of fucking energy to have Christmas lights running all year. And there's so many people that think, oh, I have Christmas lights in my... And I'm sure there's people listening right now who's like, I have Christmas lights and I rarely ever turn on people, but fuck you. It's just such a waste. You can't see anything in it. No one likes looking at them. You just assume, we all assume that having Christmas lights all year round is this fun fucking thing. Like, no one stares into a light bulb, and so when you have Christmas lights, you're just forcing people to stare in a light bulb all the time. It's fucking ridiculous.
All right, well, before you rule out everything that mankind has done and saying it's useless, let's focus on the walking here. What's your big message at the end of it? Should we just stop walking as much as we can?
Always. That's not even something I've said. That is how society has gone. That is something I'm more saying. Why are people so shocked when I say I don't want to walk? Why are people shocked when I'm
because it's not a problem, and they probably
lazy.
See you.
It
and
is
they
a
see...
fucking problem. It is always a problem. It's why we have trains. It's why we have cars. It's why we have, fucking bicycles. Like, to walk slightly faster, what a fucking waste. But if you're really going to call something a waste, if you think walking is great, well, then fuck you. Stop wasting all this metal on bicycles. But you know what? It's a little bit faster. So they're great. Like, if you're going to tell me walking isn't great, then fuck you. Get rid of bicycles. Get rid of anything that isn't the fastest mode of transportation. Just make way for that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm even willing to say that too. Like, clear the fucking roads. No one goes anywhere unless you're on the hyper high speed, you know, capsule elevator that shoots you across stuff. Fine. Fine. But if you're going to say you like walking, okay, well then walking should be good enough. Scooters, skateboards, all this in between shit. Fuck you. That's lazy. Yeah, but it's not, because that's how society is. I'm advocating, essentially, when I say I don't like walking, I'm advocating the goddamn wheel. Like, I think society is pretty fucking behind the wheel at this point. It's our biggest thing. Other than fire, it's one of our big things.
All right.
Fire, wheel. I think that's it.
Everything is just derivative of those two things.
Yeah, kind of.
Maybe.
Kinda. We power cars through fire. We power, you might say, Michael, electricity. No, 90% of our, I don't know the number. I used to know it. Sometimes I learned stats years ago. Coal, steam. This is all fire. Pretty much everything runs off of fire. Fire and wheels. Everything you do generally has fire in it. You can always trace it back. All this electricity we're using now, fire. And the fact that we have to melt down these metals and things like that, fire. Maybe plastic. Maybe I'll throw plastic in there. But even then, I imagine in the process of making chemicals, there's a huge amount of fire involved.
Yeah, a lot of energy probably used. This is
not energy, fire. Not energy, fire. Fire. It's mostly all fire.
All right.
And wheels. So fuck everyone. And fuck. So fuck everyone that every time I say... This is the show, by the way, everyone, is that I am genuinely this angry all the time, and the reason it's funny is because Deepu's here. this is what I mean. You say, do you know what hate is? Fuck everyone that doesn't instantly go, yeah, obviously. Like, when I say I don't like fucking walking and no one should like walking and wasted walking, people shouldn't be like, that's a new thought, I haven't heard that. They should be like, yeah, obviously, the basis of society is that no one fucking likes walking, and we invented wheels and fire and fire-powered wheels so that no one has to fucking walk again.
How are you going to take your dog out for a poop?
I don't have a dog because dogs should be on a fucking farm. I've been through this on the show before. I don't know why you would buy an animal you have to walk. My animal takes a shit in its own toilet like a normal animal. I don't have to walk it anywhere.
Like a human animal.
Like a fucking normal animal. I don't know why people have these farm animals in their house of dogs that they have to walk. And I think that's 90% of it, is that people are like, oh, I like having my dog. I like taking my dog for a walk. If they were to admit that they didn't like fucking walking, they'd have to admit that they fucking hate taking care of their dog. And that's another thing people won't admit. So fuck everyone.
It's a good note to end on. I like it.
Last one is, we shouldn't take hats off indoors, which I would say we should.
We
the
should
other
not?
Element of it.
Well, there's
yeah,
a...
We shouldn't take them off. I would say we shouldn't. Sorry.
I believe it originally comes from a practical necessity, because back in the day, what kind of hats did people wear? They wore fedoras, and they did not wear them to make their neck beards look sweet. They wore them to protect them from the elements. They were probably covered in rain and snow and shit, and you took off your overcoat and you took off your hat. So I think that's why that became a polite thing to do. It was kind of like, mm-hmm. you know, wiping your shoes or taking your shoes off.
I will say that is an extension of it, of course. But the tipping of the cap as sort of a formal thing, the taking the hat off at a funeral, is from the knights. That to take off the helmet to the origins of the salute are also there. The idea that you would have to raise your hand to the lid on your helmet, which I propose that knights can go suck it because they were racist, homophobic, rapist killers.
So you're pro keeping hats on.
Yeah, fuck it.
Well, here's my I guess agreement argument in our agreement. Is that if you take your hat off, you have hat hair, which looks unkempt and rude.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wait. So you're saying my hair has always looked better with hat hair, actually. So because I have quite bad, I have quite frizzy hair in most scenarios. But
gotcha.
You're saying keep your hat on. You look terrible with your hat hair for the most part. I know I am a outsider in that hat hair.
Yeah, yeah. Most people, I would say, like me, for instance, once I've gone hat, it's like an all-day commitment. Mm-hmm. The only times I will go hat usually is when I have not showered in the morning to hide my unkemptness. But then later on, you know, once I've showered, it's either hat or no hat all day long.
Interesting.
I used to live with this guy, so that I know the depths of his neuroses when it comes to most things. What if you're a Kyle Chandler type who, if you're a Kyle Chandler type who can pull off the hat hair, like earnest hat hair, then I say, you know, lift the lid at your own composure. Otherwise, I don't know. I'm kind of more on Mike's side.
To who cares either way?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't have an opinion.
Well, that's the most dangerous element of groupthink, in my opinion, which is to say that it's these arguments, which are fun, they are somewhat fun and interesting, is what we're trying to encourage. What is more terrifying about groupthink is that there are some of these thoughts that we uncover, like blowjob, where people have not reconsidered them for centuries. Like, it's very odd. And that's where groupthink becomes this thing where it's like, well, why isn't society changing? Is it due to, you know, the word blowjob? Probably not. But at the same time,
okay,
it hasn't changed for a while.
Here's a weird one for you then. That maybe you can bring up on your next podcast.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking for them all the time.
Do you think we should still teach people how to write in cursive?
That is a great question. I will bring that up on the show. I'll give you my hot take right off the bat. Absolutely. As a kid, it was something that I thought was very important. Even though I hate a lot of elements of education, I think it's here's a groupthink thing I do all the time at parties. People will say, "Well, you know, it's important that the state educates you." I go, "When did the Revolutionary War end?" And 90% of people, even though the Revolutionary War is taught in school three times, you learn it third grade, sixth grade, and 11th grade. I guarantee you, next party you go to,
no idea.
When and what event ended the Revolutionary War? And people will go, I don't know.
Let me guess. Okay. It was in 1864 when George Washington mushroom stamped the King of England.
There you go. You got it. The 200-year-old yes. George Washington in 1864, mushrooms went across the sea. After the Civil War, he took him and his slaves, and he went across the sea, and him and Doctor Who mushroom stamped the king, who also was 300 years old at this point, right? So King George is there, and he's 300 years old.
And he was just give me a boner joke.
And he said, there can only be one boner joke. And then he hit him because they are Highlanders, obviously, is the only reason. The quickening is the only reason George Washington would be alive in 1865.
The quickening actually originally referred to the way semen congeals over time.
Is that real?
No. No, that's okay, disgusting.
You could tell me I love the Highlander series. You could tell me anything about them, and I would believe you, though. I've seen, like, one, two, and is there even a third? I think there is.
There's five, yeah.
There's five? What am I doing with my life?
Ooh,
and a TV show, yeah.
No. The TV show does not
one or two
count.
Seasons of a sci-fi TV series.
Yeah. Oh, so modern, not an older, not an at the time TV
show.
No,
this was like late 90s.